Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is among the loudest critics of the temporary nuclear deal the U.S. and other world powers struck with Iran over the weekend. Now, some of Netanyahu's top security advisors are headed to Washington to confer with the Obama administration. They arrive next week, and they hope to help to shape the next step, a permanent deal that could come. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Americans and Israelis consult a lot, although they don't share everything.
What's important here is that both sides decided we have to start consulting right now.
That's Dori Gold, a former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, now head of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. He says consultations need to cover not only Iran's nuclear program, but something Israel and other Mideast countries like Saudi Arabia are wondering. How will the U.S. now manage Iran's support for militant groups fighting in countries around the region?
Israel faces them in Gaza, in Lebanon, and there's a whole Revolutionary Guard contingent in Syria. So that behavior hasn't changed, and America's partners in the region are concerned that that behavior will either continue or become magnified.
Many analysts here expect that the U.S. and Israel can work out most policy conflicts, if not personality differences. Political science professor Reuven Hazan says the tension between Israel and the U.S. seems to be centered around top leadership.
But below that, when you look at the military, the intelligence, the strategic cooperation between these two countries, it has never been as good as it is today.
As an example, he cited a major joint Air Force exercise going on this week in the Israeli desert. U.S. as well as European pilots are participating. Israel is hosting for the first time. But some analysts wonder if, with the Iran deal, the Obama administration lost its leverage over Israel in other U.S. priorities, particularly peace talks with the Palestinians. One Israeli commentator wrote that Israel may be able to influence the U.S. position on Iran by threatening to derail the Palestinian talks. Palestinian official Hanan Ashrawi says tension between the U.S. and Israel doesn't help negotiations, but she suggests there may be a different lesson to learn from Iran.
If the international community, the Americans, the Europeans, work together and put sufficient pressure, they can achieve a peaceful resolution. And we were hoping this modus operandi would apply when it comes to the Israeli occupation.
Secretary Kerry is due back here soon to discuss the Israeli-Palestinian situation. He and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu traded barbs recently, including over the deal with Iran. Left-leaning analyst Yossi Belin says Netanyahu should now take a more nuanced tone on negotiations with Iran.
I hope that he understands today that he went too far and that his role now is to be serious and to work with the Americans in order to have an agreement, a permanent agreement, closer to his view.
One difference that may prove particularly difficult to bridge, the timeline considered in relations with Iran. President Obama is in his last term in office. Prime Minister Netanyahu could keep his position much longer. And as he makes clear in speeches and interviews, he sees his job as keeping Israel secure forever. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News.